International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning, everybody, on this magnificent Saturday morning. This is Pegeen, and welcome to the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind, which is sponsored by the International Mastermind Association. Today, we are going to be talking about faith, the second step to riches, Alexander. And I have to tell you, Patrick is from Dominica, the nature island of the Caribbean, so is listening to reggae music to get ready for today's show. So we're ready to be moving and grooving to be able to learn about faith today. Remember, call in at 661-554-9219 to join us at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning as we explore the success formula that Napoleon Hill outlines in his best-selling classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Press number one on the phone to raise your hand and be brought into the conversation. This is our mastermind, and you are part of it. Again, today's show, we're going to be discussing Chapter 2, Faith, Visualization, and Belief in the Attainment of Desire, the Second Step to Riches, with our special guest, Patrick Alexander, who is CEO and founder of Balimbico, a professional website and online solutions firm, specializing in making companies look better with a competition online, starting with stunning professional websites. And you're going to be hearing more about that shortly. In the meantime, I am so happy to be sitting around this table with my mastermind that we gather together every Saturday to talk about this book. Let me introduce some of my mastermind members. They're going to be coming on in a little bit. But first, we're going to be hearing from Ann McNeil, the master builder and the founder of the International Mastermind, Ursula Odom, owner of Sula 2 Publishing. We're going to hear from Dr. Peter James, speaker and extraordinary coach, and Galen Bigham, who is CEO of Kiln Global Coaching. Let's hear about our what's going to be going on.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call autosuggestion. Autosuggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds will receive everything automatically, but we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts. the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step 6, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number 7 is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step 8 is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number 8. Step number 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
Well, during that commercial about the 13 steps, I had asked my co-host, in my mastermind, we're sitting around this table and having our coffee, and I asked them to, you know, be ready to share their favorite statement from the faith book. So my name is Pagine, and I work with women in leadership and business who want to be brave, be bold, be seen, and be heard while being paid well in the process. And I will say one of my favorite statements is on page 57 of Faith, where it says, "The watchword of the future will be human happiness and contentment. And when this state of mind shall have been attained, the production will take care of itself more effectively than anything that has ever been accomplished where workers did not and could not mix faith and individual interest with their labor." And the group that I'm about to bring online give me such happiness and contentment to be around them. And I'm going to first bring in Ursula. Hey, Ursula, what's your favorite statement? And tell us a little about Sulu. Oh, I think that I may have lost Ursula. Let me just see where she's busy looking at her book. I know it. Ursula?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. All right. What I was saying is that the statement that really resonated with me was on page 58, where it talks about coming up with an idea through imagination as being number one. And then number two, it says that the second thing is when you mix faith with an idea. And that's what really resonated with me. When you have the faith in your idea, then you're unstoppable, basically. And I am, as you mentioned, Ursula Odom, and I'm the CEO of Sula 2. And we capture stories, and we present those stories in any form possible. We make old, new, and everything we do. So ideas and faith are all mixed up in everything that I do.
Outstanding. And I'm watching Galen's face across our big table that we're all at. And Galen, thank you so much for bringing Patrick to us today. So, Galen, what's your word? What's your statement?
Yeah, so I am really, really all over page 49, where we talk about, it's a well-known fact that one comes finally to believe what one repeats to oneself. And I have just really gotten mesmerized by the word repeats. And I'm reading that section, which I've read a dozen times already, with a lot of emphasis on these words that are about action, such as what we repeat to ourselves. So that's what I'm focused on right now. Galen Bingham, founder and CEO of Kill Global Coaching. And we help leaders bake success into their life and business with powerful conversations. So I am really, really looking forward to this conversation. And Patrick is an amazing person, and can't wait for the audience to hear what he has to say.
Well,
so let's go to, I'm curious about Peter. I'm curious about Peter. Peter keeps nudging me. So, Peter, what's on your mind, man?
Wow. Lots of stuff, Galen. You stole my thunder there with that repetition model that you just described. I was thinking that in my head about faith and what faith means to me. Again, good morning. My name is Peter James, the high performance coach, and I'm so excited to be here with you all this morning. So excited to be here with Patrick as well. Excited to dive into this faith chapter. You know, faith is an interesting word, no matter how you look at it, no matter what perspective you look at it from, especially in this Think and Grow Rich text from Napoleon Hill. But, you know, he lays it out very plain for us. And yes, Galen did mention that repetition formula, how repetition, repeating things is so, so important. But Napoleon Hill takes it a step further. And allows us to see his self-confidence formula, which is on page 50 of the text. He goes step by step into how to really make this faith topic come to life. And if you read through this formula, it's got six steps in the formula. It really allows you to jot down, write down, think about what your chief aim is, and identify some of those gaps in your life that may hinder faith. So I'm so excited about that. Pagin, so excited to be here this morning. Can't wait to dive into Patrick. I met him this past year at the accountability meeting in Boca Raton in January, last month that is, as a matter of fact. So excited to be here, Pagin. And right back to you.
Oh, Peter, you know, you set up the self-confidence formula, and boy, I could just get into that nugget with all my might. I just love it. And, you know, and I think that you've been reading Self-Confidence Formula for a few years, haven't you, Miss Ann McNeil?
Absolutely. Hi, this is Ann McNeil. And yes, I am the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. And also as the thought leader and expert in this space called masterminding and thinking for rich, my aha moment and focus this week is on page 58, where the author gives us an example. Peter set it up when he talked about the six steps to riches. And Bagheen set it up when she talked about page 57. So I just like to talk about page 58 later on during the show, where the author gives an example of exactly an awesome person, Charles Schwab, when he took the faith and turned it into what we now call as billions, when he created the United States Steel Corporation. So I'm going to go back to you, Bikini, and I'm ready to hear from our friend, Mr. Patrick Alexander.
Well, I am so excited. We're eagerly here. Is Patrick just showing up and sitting down at the table with us? So let me tell you a little bit about this Patrick Alexander, who, if you see his picture, he is one of these dapper men that's wearing a blue blazer that is, so good. He's the CEO and founder of Galampico, a professional website and online solutions firm specialized in making companies look better than the competition online, starting with a stunning professional website. He holds a BS in computer science and mathematics from Cameron University, an MBA specializing in MIS from Wayland Baptist University. I love this. He is a tech savant, an enthusiast who has devoted himself to the tech industry for over 20 years, gaining experience in programming, web development, cybersecurity, and system administration, including being a consultant for the U.S. military and internet startups. He serves and volunteers for WordCamp in Miami, and he's originally from Dominica, the nature island of the Caribbean. I need to say that again, the nature island of the Caribbean. And his personal motto, living to not be ordinary, fuels him daily. Patrick, I'm so excited to have you be here with us and to talk about faith and to talk about yourself. So how did faith play a role with you and in your story, where you grew up and how you got to where you are. And welcome.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for really having me. And really, faith for me was from the beginning. And I'll just give you all a real summary about me and my country and how I'm an ambassador for my country and starting from my birth. So something you want to know is that I was the very first person born when my country gained its independence from Great Britain, from England. So I'm the official independence baby of the island of Dominica. And that day of independence was November 3rd, 1978. And as I tell my story, you'll actually get to see why my story is fully intertwined in that. So when we gained our independence, there was almost a competition for the fifth baby to be born, and that person would be given hampers, and that person was me. And I was held by Princess Margaret of Wales. She's the deceased queen of sister of Queen Elizabeth, and she came to give the proclamation of independence. And the hospital I was born in was named after her. I was also named after our very first prime minister, and that was my grandmother's idea. So his name was, is Patrick Roland John, and I'm Patrick Roland Alexander. And being born on that day, I had, I was given hampers. I was also given, what you want to call it, educational scholarship by the Rotary Club of Dominica, and that came in very handy for me. So they paid for my education from elementary school all the way to college back home. And part of my story was my country is a very young country, and 2 years after we got our independence, there was a coup d'etat staged by the prime minister, which I was named after, and my dad died in that coup, and I was 3 years old. So I was named after the person responsible for my father's death. And maybe it's coincidence, it's fate. In addition to that, the person who became prime minister afterwards, her name is, she's deceased now, Dame Mary Eugenia Child, and she was prime minister for 15 years. And because we are only a small country of 70,000 people, she also happened to be my cousin on the mother's side. So that's yeah, my grandmother's cousin. My grandmother's cousin were from the same village of Point Michelle. And so education has been a very key role in my upbringing. And I came from humble beginnings. I came from the kind of poverty you see on television. That's the third world countries, no running water for the first 18 years of my life, living in that shack type. I was raised with my mom and my stepdad. And from an early age, my mom taught me that education is the way out of poverty. And I took that to heart, and I took all the educational benefits that the Rotary Club decided to sponsor me, and I was a straight A student, right? So it's really, I read all the time, I did my homework, right? So I was a really straight standard A student. And when I was 14 years old, I took a computer class, and I realized that that computer class, I'm sure many of you are old enough to remember, maybe speaking, that's what I was doing, learning typing. And I figured out that this computer that can teach me to type, even if we still had these old-fashioned typewriters right next door, right, this is the future. And I vowed there and then to learn every single thing with a computer. And something I want to interject as well, to mention my mom and my first experience with masterminding, now that I can reflect on it, is that my mom, one of the things that she did, she's like, my friends, she was very selective about my friends. So any friends that were not doing well in school and people could be clogging around should ensure that I don't have these individuals as friends. So I had my own version of a mastermind as early as I can remember. And so that's it. And my experience with Faith, so funny, was at about 18 years old, we graduated from college back home, and many of my friends, they were going off to study. And I said, you know what, that was my opportunity to help my family. I entered the workplace. I was a teacher back home. I fixed computers part-time. And I said, when I'm ready, right, I had faith that I'll go to further my education. And when I was 21 years old, my country was celebrating 21 years of independence, and the government had the intention of spending a bunch of money, even talked about bringing up Michael Jordan. And I said, you know what, I went to these guys and say, hey, you guys owe me a scholarship. So I actually demanded from them a scholarship, and they said, no problem. Right? And that was it.
I love it.
So that was my first part of my journey, and I ended up in Oklahoma, and I studied computer science and mathematics. And that's what brought me to the U.S. about 20 years ago.
Well, I love, and we're going to go to commercial, but I love that from the day you were born, a whole country had faith in you. From the moment that you were born. And I'm really looking forward to when we come back after commercial and continue this conversation. But you are the perfect person to be on the show to be talking about faith. Let's go to commercial, and then we'll come back, and we're going to continue this conversation with you, Patrick.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And those of you listening, remember that you can just press 1 if you'd like to ask a question or share your insights. We are here with Patrick Alexander, the CEO and founder of Balansco. And now we've also learned he was the first baby to be born of one of the independents of his homeland country, Dominica. So a whole country put faith in him, in his future. And he just shared that he called them out because they promised him a scholarship. And at 21 years old, he called them out and said, hey, you still owe me a scholarship, which led him into his MBA to get it in computer science. I want to take turns now to bring in my co-host. Well, we're sitting around the table here, and I know some of them are eager to ask a question because when we talk about faith, and you're the baby of faith, Patrick, I'm so glad you're here for a whole country, and that set you on a destiny to be so live the destiny of hope. So, Ursula, can you share your – join us.
Good morning again. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Patrick, your life is the thing I love, something that leads to a story because that's what I do. And when you talked about the day you were born, okay, it resonated with me in two ways. One, my daughter is named for five people. My husband's mother and father was Samuel and Rose, and my great-grandparents were Samuel and Rose, and then she's named after me and my grandmother. So she's named after five people in just having two names. And then I always talked about being the baby of the baby of the baby. So I believe in what someone names you can shape your destiny. So how have you passed that on and guided or navigated future by some things that you have deliberately done knowing that that has that kind of impact?
Can you repeat the question?
What kinds of things have you done that you would consider controlling the future because you know the impact of things that just happened, like the day you were born and how you were born and what it represents? So what are some things you've deliberately done because you know how destiny is shaped by deliberate action?
Well, it's really a few things, and it really, like, I actually am committed to tell the second half of my story, where when I got into this work of personal development, where in 2012 I started Balambico, but I started doing it part-time, and I was working full-time at FIU. And somewhere around 2014, I just got into the world of personal and professional development. And I started listening to guys like Jim Rohn, where he says, work harder on yourself and on your job. And then I started listening to Les Brown. I'm sure we all are familiar with Les Brown. I kept saying, you got to be hungry. And I also got into the world of spirituality, listening to Wayne Dyer and Abraham Hicks talking about the law of attraction and setting your intention. And around that time, I discovered the book Think and Grow Rich. So I set the intention that I want to be part of a mastermind group, right, that not because the masterminding became like a buzzword, all of these guys tend to mastermind. And I said, you know what, I want to be part of a mastermind group that discusses this book, Think and Grow Rich, right? So that's one of the, it really personal to me. And fast forward a few years, like I got on the call with Anne McNeil, the Friday calls. And then this year I got in with Galen, and we do exactly that. Every week we talk about Think and Grow Rich, right? And just really setting the intention of my business, for example, where I was in my business part-time, and in listening to those guys, they said, you know, you don't get rich. That's a hobby. When you do your business part-time, it's a hobby. You can't get rich by working for someone else. And the same thing, I set the intention that my business has to be a full-time business, right? And in doing that intention, the stuff we know about, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I really embraced the world of personal development I joined Toastmasters, and in 2017, I did something called a landmark forum. And out of doing the landmark forum, I was able to get over my limiting beliefs, which we all know, which Napoleon talks about, is one of the hinders to riches, which is fear. So I got over my limited beliefs of the fear of poverty, and having that intention of my business being full-time, that came to fruition. And even my personal life, that's the last example of me setting my intention. In 2014, I was like a single guy, and I just had the intention that, you know what, I am done with the single life. And literally, just a few months later, the love of my life showed up, and we've been together since. He's also my business partner. We got married in 2018, and we have a beautiful daughter, Ariella. So these are just a few examples of me using faith, setting my intention, right, and really seeing it come to fruition.
Oh, Patrick, I got to tell you something. You are, I can feel Anne getting eager to jump in over here. And by the way, I'm also a graduate of Landmark, so I totally get it. And let me bring Anne in. Anne McNeil, I know you are so eager to talk to Patrick and share your wisdom here, Anne. So come and join us now.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Patrick and I have known each other, what, Patrick, maybe 2 or 3 years now when you first started coming and joining us at the airport Friday meeting every first Friday. I think that was it, right? I think that's where I met. Yeah, that's where I met Patrick. And so for me, when Patrick talked about the intention and that he began to walk through his experience, you reminding me, Patrick, of something that I started reading on page 58 earlier during the show. And exactly what you walked through is what I'd like to share, that I have a question for you. And what the author talks about, he gives us an example. It's just an awesome example. And your example is similar. And I'll just read what the author says. He says that the United States Steel Corporation was formed by Charles Schwab, but what Charles Schwab did first, he had an idea. Second, he mixed his idea with faith. Third, he formulated a plan for the transformation of his idea into his physical and financial reality. Fourth, he put his plan into action and his famous with his famous speech at the University Club. Fifth, he applied and followed through on his plan with persistence and backed it with a firm decision until it had been fully carried out. Sixth, he prepared the way for success by a burning desire for success. And so what Patrick has just shared with us just reminds me, and this is what my question to you is, Patrick. When you talked about getting over limiting beliefs, and as you, this is my question, as you begin that process of working on yourself, right, to remove the limiting belief and increasing your faith, my question to you is, does it really stop there? That's what my question is. You know, when you think about what Charles Schwab did with his plan, and then your plan is similar, and I think the plan is similar for all of us in terms of the steps, but does it stop there in terms of your limiting beliefs and your faith? Do you just get to a plateau and you stop? That's my question.
Yeah, so thank you, Anne, for it's really a great question. And no, it really doesn't stop there, and that's the brilliance of personal development and really this book, right? So whenever they creep in, I have, so one of the things that I've developed is my system, and I'm sure, again, all of you have your vision of it, the way I start my day, right, the things I tell myself. So I start off my day through meditation, my affirmation, my scripting, my gratitude, right, reading positive things, don't listen to the news, right, and really again, thinking courage is really positive thinking, to really find myself with positive thoughts and knowing that things that go wrong, they're very contrast. Things go wrong all the time, right? So that's the reason we have doctors and lawyers and policemen and people that handle things that go wrong. So I say, because it doesn't stop. It's just what I tell myself, my systems are in place, and the way I go about life, and really having like a great attitude and sharing love with everyone, and really just loving what I do, loving the people that I connect with, and things just show up. an opportunity like this to be on this call and share what I'm up to and to share my story, which I'm, as you can tell, I'm very proud of and very passionate about and really about and really just connecting with people. So it doesn't stop, but I now have the tools, like this book, like stuff like Landmark Education, like Toastmasters, like different tools to really, and my different coaches and my accountability partner. I can go on and on different tools that I have that will have me stay focused, have me be intentional, from my daily journals and just name it. So no, but I do have the tools to guide me.
I'm loving what you're saying, Patrick, because and I know that Peter, you know, who's a high performance coach, I know that he's hearing your words, and you know, he's our high performance coach here. And so, Peter, what say you about all this? And I want to bring you in here.
Yeah, thank you so much, Padine. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Loving to hear your story, loving to hear your journey from Dominica. We share a similar background. While I wasn't born in the Caribbean, my family is from St. Vincent's. And so very similar ideals, very similar upbringing from a perspective of education is drilled into you. Discipline is focused. Of course, St. Vincent was also a British colony years ago as well. Probably actually was liberated much, quite a few decades before Dominica. But my question to you is, as you have looked to adopt this think and grow rich mindset, this think and grow rich faith, which may be a little bit different from how you were brought up, the emphasis was on education and working hard. How were you able to combine the both of your discipline, of your background, of your educational experiences, but also adopt this think and grow rich mentality, whether it's faith or auto-suggestions or desire? How were you able to incorporate that successfully into what you already have from your upbringing?
So thank you for sharing that. And so if you said what I shared is like a few years ago when I discovered these guys, these motivational speakers, right? It's like for me, I said I left I lived the first half of my life following the norm, right? Going to just being an A student and doing the regular 9-to-5 and moving up corporate agenda. And I decided, you know what, the next half of my life, I want to carve it out. So this guy's talking about writing the list of the 101 things you want to accomplish in my life. I created that list, right? And the top 5 on that list is me being a successful entrepreneur, me being a great husband and dad, a motivational speaker, right? Also pursuing politics in my country at some point where I would actually go for the highest office of being prime minister. And these top 5 goals, right, they're not going to happen by the model I was following. So I had to carve my own path. I literally had to think and grow rich. So it's how you call it. It's like almost like manifest destiny. The same thing I mentioned about when the student is ready, the student will appear. There's no accidents where you are in life, and you get to create that. So I was happy a few years ago that I got into this world of personal development, right, and started to carve my own path, started to carve the next phase of my life.
Very interesting. Very, very, very interesting as well. Yeah, thanks so much for sharing the story. I think it's very, very insightful for sure. What do you think, Pagim?
You know, I'm loving this. I'm telling you, Patrick, I'm going to keep on calling you Faith Baby, and I know you're a man right now, but, you know, I love hearing your list where you're saying, you know, one day being prime minister, how cool is that going to be to have the baby that was born in independence to become prime minister? I love it. Galen, you surround yourself with such awesome people. I'm so glad that you have introduced us to Patrick. I'm so excited to hear your intimate your friendship, so that, you know, come on in and let's talk with Patrick.
Yeah, you know, Patrick is always very, very researched, very, very thoughtful in our individual mastermind conversations. So I'm really, really looking forward to, Patrick, to your take on this. And I want to just read a little portion from page 49, as I said earlier. I'm really about page 49 right now. But one of the things I'm really curious about is how faith seems to be an action word, because very often we think of faith as something that you either have or that you don't. But when you look at the bottom part of page 49, the author says, each of us is what we are because of the dominating thoughts which we permit to occupy in our mind, thoughts that we deliberately place in our own mind and encourage with sympathy, and which we mix with one or more emotions, constitutes the motivating forces which direct and control our every movement, act, and deed. So my question to you, and I tried to emphasize all the action words that Napoleon Hill wrote, how has faith been action-oriented in your life as opposed to something that you either have or you don't by the look of the draw or the flip of a coin?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Galen. And it's funny that you highlighted page 49 because in the book, in that chapter, that's one of the pages I highlighted. But I highlighted the top half, and I'm actually going to read my part of it as well, which is, faith is the starting point of all accumulation of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and all mysteries which cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical, which, when mixed with prayer, gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. Faith is the element which transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite human mind into its spiritual equivalent. Faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of infinite intelligence can be harnessed and used by humanity. Every one of the foregoing statements is capable of truth. And that's really where my faith really lies. That there's never a doubt as anything that I want in life, right? There's never a doubt in my mind that I'm going to get it. And once I essentially trust the universe, right, and just set my intention, and what I got is that I'm fully accomplished, right? I have all of these. So literally, I have no excuse not to be successful. And what I found is that the missing element was that unyielding faith, right? So the right people, the right circumstance shows up once I put my intention out there. So that's really, I just see faith now in my life essentially every day.
So
fantastic.
Patrick, thanks. And Galen, stay on for a minute. Stay with us for a minute, because Galen, and Ursula, we are here, and Peter, we are here to be so excited that we are the first ones to interview the future Prime Minister of Dominica. And So we're honored to have you on. Because in faith,
thank you.
We all stand behind you in that. Besides, it's really cool for me to be able to say that.
Thank you.
So let's go to commercial, and then we're going to come back to have Peter share with an experience that he had. Let's go to commercial and look forward to hearing from Peter.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Peter, you have to share about your experience that you had in January. Can you just share it with everybody?
Yes, again, and actually I want to say that I believe, Patrick, you were there at the Think and Grow Rich accountability meeting in last month in Boca Raton. What a way to start the year with like-minded individuals who are intent on setting goals, setting plans for the year, not even just for the year, but for their lives and planning their visions and their goals. In an effort to think and grow rich, in an effort to accomplish those things they set out to do. And this meeting allows us to be able to come together to put these down on paper, to really scrutinize them, to share them with others, to be held accountable, but then also to move forward. And at the end of the year, the next year, to be able to reflect on how your year went, maybe what got in the way, and how you can continue to move forward with an upward trajectory. So I love this Think and Grow Rich accountability meeting that happens every year in January. Next year, for those of you who may be interested, it's going to be happening again in the Embassy Suites by Hilton Boca Raton on Saturday, January 9th, 2021. I'll be there. I hope to see you there. It seems like it's long-range planning, but everyone knows that the year flies by, and I encourage you to really connect and stay connected.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I want everybody to know that Anne McNeil has an amazing book that you can reach out on. Go just reach out on the International Masterminders page and really take that book so that next year you come and walk in with information and insights about yourself so you can be there and play fully and completely. This is an awesome time where I want to encourage people, if you have a question, you want to share something, Patrick's just been so filled with faith and hope and has an extraordinary story. So if you would love to share, ask a question, just press 1, raise your hand, and say, yes, pull me into the conversation, because this is all of our mastermind, and I'm excited to have you. Also, I wanted to just let you know, if you want to be able to reach out to Patrick, you could always text him at 786-759-0592. If you want to reach out to Patrick, you want to support him, you want to hear about him, just go to 786-759-0592. And Ann, you're raising your hand, Ann.
Absolutely, because I think that it would be awesome to have our listeners to hear from Patrick and his experience from the January meeting that he attended for the very first time, and that's where he met his awesome coach, Galen King Global. And so what I'd like to do, again, in raising my hand, is ask a question of our guest. So, Patrick, if you would just share any thoughts you had to encourage our listeners about your experience from the annual meeting in January.
Yeah, the meeting was amazing. I definitely didn't know what to expect, but it definitely blew me away. Right, just mindless listening to. So one of the things I've discovered about masterminding is just listen to people share their story, and I was just, I guess I'm that stereotypical student, right, that always making notes, and yeah, I was just having a bunch of notes. And I was just excited, and all the books that was there I wanted to buy. And the location was phenomenal. And if I had any regret, is that I didn't have my entire family there and all my friends. So what I did is, as soon as I left the conference, I called everybody. I said, next year you are going to be there. You're not going to not be there. Which means I have to pay for you to be there. Because it was just, it's phenomenal. Just being around like many people, the wealth of knowledge. The year you guys have been doing this for 20 years. By buying there, I was excited to create my intention and really feel out what I'm up to. And I'm being coached. Hey, it's a process. Don't try to eat the whole buffet, right? Just take away one or two things and set the intention. And don't try to put too much pressure on yourself by being being overwhelmed, right? So it's a process. And I was enamored, and the connections, the people I met there. And I really want to thank Anne for inviting me. And if anyone listens to this call, everybody like myself says, guess what? You cannot say no to Anne, right? And once that teacher shows up, she's not going to let you argue for your limitation. She's going to tell you, hey, this is where you need to be. And you show up. And the experience was nothing short of amazing. And me sharing it, you have to be there to actually experience it. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So the way that you just described, everybody listening to you right now wishes they had been and will be next year, January 29th. Your enthusiasm and your excitement just was jumping out to everybody. So thank you so much. And what I want to hear from you is your final – what is your guest aha from this experience of talking with Ursula and Peter and Anne and Galen and just being in this experience? What is the aha that you're walking away from today?
My aha is really this type of conversations, right? They only happen here, right? And I actually was sharing that with Galen on our call. We have a weekly mastermind call, and I was like, this is the kind of things that needs to be taught in school. I have all of these 4.0 GPAs, all of these educational accomplishments, and until I laid my hand on this book, right, and started masterminding, which is what we're doing right now, speaking to you guys, right, this is when my life became real. I actually got that I have a say in how my life goes, right? And just being part of this conversation today reinforces that. And one of the things that, if I'm permitted to leave with the listeners, is on page 54, right, the poem that says, if you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. So that's what I really want to leave our listeners with today. So thank you. Thank you very much.
I love it. And I love that the freedom of knowing that you have a saying of how your life goes is so liberating. Ursula, I know you're Ursula, come on.
Well, I'm not going to say very much because he just said it. If you think you can, you will. And so that's what I want people to remember. The last things that he just said, they resonate with
mm-hmm.
me. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you. Hey, Ursula, how can people reach out to you?
Oh, Sulatoo.com. That's S as in Sam. ULATOO.com and 813-368-1628. 813-368-1628. Thank you.
Love it. Galen.
Yeah, boy, this has been a great conversation. Patrick is an amazing leader. Definitely use his work if you need anything with technology. The key aha that I got from this was just listening to Patrick. And one of the key things on page 66 says, riches begin in the form of a thought. The amount is limited only by the person in whose mind that thought is put into motion. Faith removes limitation. And Patrick talked about that throughout the entire conversation. So definitely reach out to me. This is Galen Bingham. You can find me at galen@killglobalcoaching.com. We help leaders bake success into their life and work with powerful coaching conversations.
And that's K-I-L-N, correct?
K-I-L-N. globalcoaching.com. You're absolutely right.
I love it. And our master builder.
Yes, I just have one. Aha. Uh-huh. I have a page of them, Patrick, but I'll only recite one. Like Ursula, you basically said it all, but when you said, "This is when my life became real," from the introduction of these personal development principles, this is when my life became real. It's becoming and becoming and becoming and becoming. So thank you so very much for coming on the show today. You have been a phenomenal guest, and so I'm looking forward to hearing more. But what I also would like you to do before you end the show, you have a phenomenal tool that I think it would be very valuable for our guests to probably go to your website and retrieve. And that is the survey that you do when you speak and you share your list to see, you know, the questions that you ask everybody about their website and things. And I'd like you to share how people can get that once we wrap up the show and everybody gives their comments. We also want to encourage our guests, like Bakeem said, if you have any questions or if you'd like to participate in the show before we wrap up, please just press 1 on your dial and we will gladly I'll bring you into the show. And so back to you, Bakeem and Peter.
Thank you. And I'm Patrick, I'm in Balampico now. Is there a place that people can go to get that survey on your page?
You go to where it says services.
Yeah.
And you the menu. And it says, real quick.
Oh, it says a website profitability assessment, right?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Hey, everybody, you have to go to balamibico.co/, or just go to there and go to where it says services. You'll see something called the website profitability assessment that Ann was just talking about it. And it's a really, 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 you know, when you just answer those questions, you'll be able to go, where am I in my website? For those of you that are in business, I highly recommend that you go to balampico.co to be able to go to services and get the website profitability assessment. Thank you so much, Ann, for pointing that out. So
yeah,
I
will go to
run.
Peter.
And Peter,
okay.
Where are you, Peter? Thank you so much.
I am right here, ready for you, ready for this conclusion. This is so phenomenal. Listen, I just want to say a couple things really quick. You know, what struck me about this whole conversation with Patrick is that, you know, he has what many may seem as a lofty goal to be the prime minister of his homeland. And for those of you who have not dove into this book, that may seem like, wow, how is he ever going to do that? But those of us who have really lived and breathed this book, that doesn't seem like a lofty goal. It seems like an achievable goal. And it's achievable because of partly of this principle of faith and for this ability to be able to translate that faith into action. And that's what I hear from Patrick. And I encourage him and support him in his endeavors and his journey and his continued journey for sure. Yes, my name is Peter James. I am the high performance coach. You can reach me at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames on any social media platform. Please feel free to DM me on any social media platform, and I will get back to you sooner rather than later. Again, this has been phenomenal.
Thanks, Peter. And I want to say from an aha that, you know, I work with women in leadership and in business, and I wholeheartedly agree with you that if you think you can, you can, and only you can determine, really have a saying of how your life goes. Everybody could reach me and go to Team Pigging, TEAMPEGINE, or Power Women Worldwide. I'm so excited. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. Just do Pigine, PEGINE, Pigine Power, PEGINE Power, and you will find me and we will connect. You can also reach me at my business at 904-280-8806, 904-280-8806. So Peter knows this, and Patrick, you don't know this, but for the last month, I keep on calling Peter Patrick, and I would just like apologize, you know, like, oh my gosh. But I know that the reason that you're here is because I needed to hear your story, and I needed to know that you are the prime minister. You are the one that gives faith to a country, and you're the one that's giving shared faith with us. We send you much, much blessings. And for all of those who are listening right now, just remember to follow us. Follow us on Blog Talk. Make sure that you're always, always, always calling us, calling in and joining us every single Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. We are here for you. We want you to be part of our mastermind. So always join us every Saturday, 8 a.m. And with that, I'm sending you all off to have a phenomenal, fantastic, and wonderful day, your week, with having faith in your abilities to achieve magnificence in your life because you can. See you all next week at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. This is Pigine. Bye, all.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.